Tom Borelli is a PhD molecular biologist turned political activist and a Newsmax contributor. Deneen Borelli is the author of Blacklash and a Fox News contributor. They're the Borellis, exposing government corruption and championing freedom, giving you the truth in black and white. This is Reigniting Liberty.
Hey folks, thanks for checking out Reigniting Liberty. I'm Deneen Borelli, and Dr. Tom Borelli is in the house, bringing you the truth in black and white. So, here we go. Lion Biden seeks 87,000 IRS agents on Americans. 87,000. Yes, you heard me correctly. Now, does anyone out there think that hiring more IRS agents is good for you? Is that a good thing for you, the taxpayer? Well, under Biden, the plan is to hire as many as 87,000 IRS auditors and agents, and this is part of the Inflation Reduction Act. Well, sounds warm and fuzzy, right? Inflation Reduction Act. Sounds like it's good for America, right? But it's a lie, it's a fraud, and it's not going to lower inflation. So in this episode of Reigniting Liberty, Dr. Tom Borelli and I, we're going to discuss the Inflation Reduction Act, why it passed, and why it's a horrible plan, all of the above. The fundamental Democrats' tax and spend philosophy, right? That's what they like to do. Well, the Senate passed the bill on Sunday afternoon, Dr. Tom.
Yeah, Deneen, this is, as you mentioned it, an absolutely horrible policy. And it is classic, absolutely classic Democrat tax and spend. So the Wall Street Journal just issued a story because, as you mentioned, the bill just passed, and they say that the bill will collect over $700 billion in government revenue over the next 10 years, and that revenue is going to come from a minimum 15% tax on large corporations. What happens when you tax large corporations? We'll get into that. Later on, and also enhancing the tax collection efforts by the IRS. To your point with the headline, sicking IRS agents on the American people, that's how they're going to generate part of that $700 billion. They're also going to allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices with pharmaceutical companies. And there's also a 1% tax on corporations when they buy back their stock. Tax, tax, tax. Hunt for taxes when it comes to the American people. So that's basically the summary of what was just passed today. And again, there's on the spending side, there's $370 billion on so-called clean energy projects. And the goal there is to reduce planet climate change emissions. That's what they want to do. They want to reduce those emissions by 40% by the year 2030. And they think the green energy, clean energy spending is going to get them that 40% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions.
There's a lot of numbers being thrown around there, Dr. Tom, and the Democrats also claim that this will reduce the budget deficits.
They claim a lot now, don't they?
Oh, boy, do they. It's a lot to throw out there, all these numbers. And the Borellis were working on this on a Sunday afternoon, as we mentioned, that this just came out. So, how did this happen? It was just a few weeks ago, those of you who are paying attention, who are watching or listening to our podcast, Just a few weeks ago, we highlighted how Democrat West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin was standing up for his constituents. He was standing up for his constituents. This was in episode 41 of Reigniting Liberty, and we discussed this.
Silly Manchin us, was, I might add. Silly us.
Yeah, right. What were we thinking? Not that we were cheerleaders for him, but we were applauding him for sticking up for his constituents. Right. And again, episode 41, we highlighted how Manchin was a thorn in the side of Biden and the Democrats and what they wanted to do in terms of spending us into oblivion over their support for their radical spending agenda. So what exactly happened? Well, Manchin flipped, flip-flopped Manchin. He flipped on Americans and his constituents. This isn't surprising because if you think about it, go back in time a little bit, right, Dr. Tom? We're not surprised about Manchin's actions at all because A, he comes from coal country, West Virginia. And what did he do? He flip-flopped when Obama had his war against the coal industry and essentially bankrupted the industry. Manchin folded like a cheap suit, Dr. Tom.
No, absolutely. Manchin did that, and that's why I was always very critical of Manchin in almost all my interviews, except when he threw us the head fake, because he was out there when he was criticizing Biden's first Build Back Better plan, and this is a reduced version of it, but it's still a lot of spending.
Yeah.
He was critical because he was worried about inflation. That was his message. All of a sudden, he's not worried about inflation, which is, on principle, it is a 180 degree reversal. So I don't know what happened to him. One of the issues that is being raised of why he flipped is that he came to an agreement with Democrats that they will allow the finishing of a construction of a natural gas pipeline from West Virginia to Virginia. This pipeline has been worked on for a while. I think it was supposed to be finished in 2018. It's still being held up. So he came to an agreement that the Democrats are going to pass a law, allow for the expedited construction of this pipeline. But that's a promise. Right now, to my knowledge, that part of the bill is not in the bill that they just passed. I didn't see it. It's possible it's there, but I highly doubt it. So he went out there now on a promise that the Democrats are likely not going to keep, because we know they hate pipelines. If they like pipelines, why wasn't this darn thing already done already? Oh, what about the Keystone XL pipeline? Pipelines are on their hit list. So I don't know what Manchin was doing, but he thinks he's going to get this pipeline. And I don't think the radical Democrats are going to allow that to happen. And the other thing with Manchin is the man loves the camera. He likes being the big man on campus because of the way that it's situated now in the Senate. It's 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats, and he's more or less the swing vote. So all eyes go on him. So when he didn't want this bill, he was on all the shows saying he was concerned about inflation. Now he flip-flops. Last week he was on all the shows championing this bill and saying it was going to reduce inflation. So the man is, I don't know what's wrong with him. He could be an egomaniac. But one thing, what I do know is he flipped, he flopped. It's going to hurt West Virginia. It's going to hurt American people.
Well, the other thing is he was under a lot of pressure, especially from these radical environmental activists, these groups. And he was getting a lot of heat because of his stance. And perhaps that's another reason why he flipped the script on America. And it also happens, Dr. Tom, that the oil and the natural gas industry, they are reluctant to fight back against this. I mean, the Wall Street Journal, there was an article, another article called GOP lawmakers lobby oil industry to denounce tax and climate bill. That's the name of the article. And it described how Republicans in Congress were calling on the industry to stand up and fight the bill. I mean, this is what you folks do. This is your industry, your job, your livelihood, and you're not going to push back on what the Democrats are doing. They're trying to kill the fossil fuel industry.
Well, Deneen, this is really an important aspect. And again, we're bringing this to the attention of our viewers and our listeners because of our experience, because we worked in corporate America, me over 25 years, you about 20 years. We understand the philosophy of corporations. And what we now see is corporations no longer fight. They no longer fight. And that's a crucial aspect when it comes to legislation. Because who else is left? There's a lot of money, power, and influence in corporate America. And if they're not going to fight, these bills will go flying through. And it is just shocking that an industry that Republican elected officials in Congress had to call oil company executives and say, what are you doing? Now, in the old days, when I worked in corporate America, we would be calling Congress and saying, help us. We would be developing coalitions with other people who would be adversely affected, small business people adversely affected from whatever Congress wanted to do. Let's say raise a tax on a product. Well, you raise a tax on a product, well, then the product sales go down and the amount of money that retailers would make on this product goes down as well. We would work with all these coalitions to communicate to elected officials and even Democrats how this would be bad for the company and how it would be bad for the small business owner. But none of this happened in this example. It is just shocking, but it also shows to what a degree the left has hijacked corporate America. They have neutered them, and that makes us very vulnerable to more and more legislation if Democrats remain in power.
No, that's so true. I mean, you and I, we've been talking about energy for many, many years. I testified several times at defending the industry. We're just two people, but we get it. And now Americans are understanding and getting it because there is a war against fossil fuels. Dr. Tom, this also mentioned a tax on methane, an energy tax, right? Companies that transport or store large quantities of oil and natural gas would be taxed based on the amount of methane they release into the air above a set threshold. I mean, they want to tax everything. Now, you know, details, the devil is in the details, but they're working on some exemptions, such as if they can comply with tougher methane regulations, which are expected to be implemented fully in 2026 or later. All the more reason to fight this. I mean, this is science 101, Dr. Tom. Put your lab coat and please explain to the viewers, the listeners, what methane is.
Yeah, let me go get my lab coat. Yeah, sure. So the bigger bucket is natural gas, right? And the largest component of natural gas is methane, up to 70 to 90%. Of natural gas is methane. So that's what they're going to be taxing. In other words, they're going to be taxing natural gas, you know, this natural gas that a lot of homes use as energy sources. They're going to tax that. So when they tax that, what's going to happen to prices? Oh, by the way, they're going to go up. So that's what methane is. And it turns out it's the simplest of what we call, as scientists call, hydrocarbons. So methane is one carbon atom surrounded by four hydrogen atoms. So it's a very simple compound. And what it does is it's highly flammable. So that's why it works. That's how we get combustion with respect to natural gas. But yeah, they're going after methane, which means they're going after natural gas, which means they're going after fossil fuels yet again. And one of the reasons why they're going after methane is that it turns out that it is a more potent greenhouse gas than what carbon dioxide is. So the two emissions of fossil fuels, carbon dioxide and methane, which actually isn't a combustion byproduct, it is the source of energy. They're going after CO2 and after methane. And I believe, according to the EPA, methane is something like 25 times more powerful of a greenhouse gas than what carbon dioxide is. So that's why Congress, the Democrat Congress, and Biden is targeting methane. So that's kind of the science and the little chemistry there of what's going on.
I'll get tested on this later, right?
Of course you will.
Well, in all seriousness, this bill is just nothing but a fraud, Dr. Tom. What the Democrats are doing and have been doing since they run the gamut in Washington, D.C., they are punishing Americans with their policies. Their policies are just failing the country from one aspect to the other. First of all, this legislation will not reduce inflation. It's just not going to.
As soon as you see the name of the bill, you know it's the opposite. You know it's the opposite.
Ugh. The Congressional Budget Office found the bill does not reduce inflation, and it also has concerning elements in it. Oh, shocker. Is anyone surprised about that, that there are some concerning elements? Well, the numbers alone are concerning. We don't even know what the full range of details are. But the Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, he's a Senate Budget Committee ranking member, he issued a statement on the CBO. The CBO found the so-called Inflation Reduction Act will not reduce inflation. In fact, the bill could slightly increase inflation in 2023. Further extending Obamacare subsidies for the wealthy is an inflationary policy and would reduce incentives to work. The U.S. economy shows signs of slowing, and we could be in a recession right now. The 15% corporate minimum tax reduces incentives for businesses to invest in things like new factories and equipment. That's Senator Lindsey Graham's statement on this. Yeah. I mean, come on.
It's just common sense. There are videotapes of even former President Obama say you don't tax during a time of inflation. Or a recession. You don't do those things. So it is just amazing that Democrats are getting away with this. I mean, they're doing it, but they're actually getting away with it because it passed. Of course, it passed because big companies like the oil industry rolled over for them. But it is not good. Subsidies for Obamacare for people who have higher incomes. And the other thing is, this is front loaded. So they're going to be giving all these tax incentives, and your favorite electric vehicles are there as well. I believe there's a $7,500 tax credit if you go out and buy an electric vehicle. You get that if your combined income is under $300,000. So you're encouraging people to do what? To go out and spend, right? When people go out and spend a lot, you get inflation. So this entire bill is completely upside down.
But those incentives are also pushing their renewable energy agenda. Like, they want everyone to drive electric cars, even though we don't have the infrastructure. They're more expensive. I mean, we could go on and on. But
details.
Yeah, they're picking winners and losers as well.
Well, look, it's tax and spend and pick winners and losers. That's the Democrat philosophy, and that's what they do.
So here are some comments from Democrats about the Inflation Reduction Act. They're quite interesting, Dr. Tom. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders admitted the Inflation Reduction Act would not bring down inflation, and he made his comments during debate on the Senate floor after it was passed. Quote, I want to take a moment to say a few words about the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that we are debating this evening. And I say so-called, by the way, because according to the CBO and other economic organizations that study this bill, it will in fact have a minimal impact on inflation. That's the end of his comments. So by calling the bill the Inflation Reduction Act, Democrats are again counting on Americans to just be stupid, Dr. Tom. They think we're stupid. We're going to do more of those. We have a couple of episodes where we did Democrats think we're stupid. We have a long list. So we got to roll some more of those out, Dr. Tom.
Oh, absolutely. Also, I think you read the headline and the media will parrot the name of the bill. And it's kind of a brainwashing exercise for those who are not paying attention. And that's why we're thankful for our listeners and viewers. If you're listening or watching us, you are paying attention and you are being informed with respect to our experiences on issues like this. But you know, the other thing that gets me, in any other industry, if you were to mislabel something, if you had a drug and you said this cures heart attack, cures you from or prevents a heart attack, and it doesn't, or it actually created the heart attack, let's talk about lawsuits. If you're a financial industry and you say buy this product and you'll make 50% by next year. If that didn't happen, you can't make those promises. But Congress, they get away with basically fraud. This is fraud in any other industry. This is fraud. But it's acceptable when it comes to politics. It's just outrageous.
I totally agree. So we have more word games from Democrats, Dr. Tom. George Orwell warned us about word games in his book, 1984.
Newspeak,
yes. So the dictionary, Merriam-Webster, this is from the dictionary. In Orwell's fictional totalitarian state, Newspeak was a language favored by the minions of Big Brother and, in Orwell's words, designed to diminish the range of thought. Is that new and novel? Is that different? Is that have you heard that before, Dr. Tom?
Right. Diminish the range of thought.
Yeah.
Don't think out there.
I'm going to
play
you
with the words so you don't think.
Plus good has replaced words better and great. I mean, this is it just goes on and on.
Plus good, right? How vanilla could you be, right?
Yeah.
Plus good. this is what they're doing. But when you really think about it, what the Democrats doing is it's a far more aggressive form of what Orwell warned us about. What they're doing is just sheer propaganda. They are lying and they are proud of it and they say it boldly. It just goes beyond what anybody would think. But this is actually happening here in the United States.
So check this out, Dr. Tom. On the Sunday talk shows, Democrats were lying and spinning. Shocker, right? On ABC News, Delaware Senator Chris Coons said, and I quote, "It may take a year or more," and he continued, "we may not see huge impacts on inflation in the first or second year."
Yeah, right. Oh, don't look for it. And what inflation is 9.1% today. It's slamming and harming the American working family. And he's saying, maybe in a year or two. And what's the title of the bill?
Maybe.
Well, the CBO said no. Crazy Bernie Sanders said no. And this guy, well, maybe not the first or second year.
Right.
It doesn't do what they say it does. It's going to do the reverse.
There's also Democrat Maryland Senator Ben Cardin. He thinks thousands of more IRS auditors and agents is just a swell idea. Let's take a listen.
Can you understand how 87,000 new IRS agents would scare the heck out of millions of Americans?
Millions of Americans aren't going to be impacted by that other than getting better service from the IRS, having their telephone answered, getting the questions they need in order to comply with our tax laws. The auditing is going to be focused on those of high income, the large corporations, et cetera. So there's no reason to be fearful. And if you have paid your taxes and if you comply with our laws, you should want to make sure everyone else does that.
Yeah, he was spinning so fast, I got dizzy.
Right?
You cannot defend hiring 87,000 IRS agents, and they're going to give the IRS $80 billion as part of that.
Yeah.
$80 billion to grow a government bureaucracy.
Right.
How about a flat tax? That would solve a lot of this. But that removes the power. It removes the power from the federal government and gives the power to the people. Exactly. And that's why they're not going to do a policy like a flat tax.
Well, Steve Forbes and Stephen Moore have an opinion piece in the New York Post titled, "The Inflation Reduction Act Would Double IRS Agents and Audits, But the Super Rich Aren't the Real Target." Now, here is a quote from this commentary, Dr. Tom. "Conservatives should be especially worried. Will the Biden administration weaponize these tens of thousands of new agents against them as it's done at the Justice Department and the FBI?" Yeah, that's a good question, actually, because our federal government is weaponized against Americans. So, yeah, thanks for pointing that out. What do you think about all of that, Dr. Tom?
No, that's again the government. Look, just think of Fauci, right? Government bureaucrat. We talked about him in our one of our last episodes.
Yeah.
And what he's been able to get away with, and the groupthink that he's been able to establish there at the National Institute of Health with all the scientists that he funds. So there's been a lot of groupthink there, and with the IRS, you just could imagine. The adverse consequences of all these IRS agents, they're going to be empowered, and many middle-class Americans are going to be audited. And well, that's only going to add to fight the IRS. You're going to even have to add more revenue out of your disposable income to pay for an accountant, or you just cave and write the check.
Yeah. It's terrible for families and small businesses and small business owners. Here is another nugget. This is from CBS News earlier this year. Quote, "IRS audits the poor at five times the rate of everyone else, analysis finds." That's the headline. And here we are. Here we are. Biden issued a statement after the July jobs report, Dr. Tom, that said, quote, "I ran for president to rebuild the middle class. There's more work to do, but today's jobs report shows we are making significant progress for working families." Are you really?
He's out. Biden is out to help the middle class.
Yeah.
Inflation.
High gas prices. Inflation.
Right. 9.1%. That's why we called him, in the title of our podcast today, Lying Biden. Because he, again, talk about more propaganda. In his world, inflation at 9.1%, high gasoline prices, he's working for the middle class. I mean, that is just simply outrageous that he could make such a statement, and he says it with a smile.
Well, you talked about this very topic on Newsmax TV. What did you say?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's basically the same point. He claims he's for the middle class, and he touts it. But when you have inflation as high as it is, when you have gasoline prices that are high, that doesn't help the middle class. That's harming the middle class, but it's all because of his policies. All he had to do was walk into the White House and sit on hands. But no, he declared a war on the fossil fuel industry, closed down the Keystone XL pipeline, restricted drilling in areas offshore, increasing regulations, and then he passed the American Rescue Plan, was almost $2 trillion when we're coming out of the pandemic. That fueled inflation. It's all on him, but he has the audacity to claim he's out for the middle class. And that's what I criticized him for on Newsmax last Friday. And again, then I brought up the, you know, I said 80,000 IRS agents in the interview. I was being kind. It turns out to be the latest number is 87,000, which I pointed out is the size of a large NFL stadium. So think about that, listeners and viewers. Think of a big NFL stadium. Take your pick. There are about 80,000. And think about that. Each one of those seats is an IRS agent. Think about
that. Wow. That is some visual, actually.
And if you just run the numbers, if you're just going to simple, if 1%, right? 1%, let's say it's 80,000 IRS agents. And let's say 1% of them is the lowest learner type, you know, one of the bureaucrats who weaponized the IRS during a Tea Party group. She's the one who held up the tax-exempt application approvals for groups that are opposed to then-President Obama. She prevented those groups by not giving the friendly tax recognition that they deserve, the status. They weren't able to do what they wanted to do. So if 1% are like Lois Lerner, you're talking about 800 IRS agents that are activists. And that's only 1%.
That's lowballing it, yeah.
That's lowballing it. And one Lois Lerner, well, look what she did. She essentially shut down the Tea Party movement. Multiply that by 800. This is what we're going to get. And this is why the American people are so upset about this. And I think the Democrats better look out for November. They can lie, they can squirm. But 87,000 IRS agents and an $80 billion added budget to another bureaucracy is bad for the people.
Indeed. Well, Fox News White House correspondent Jackie Henry put out this tweet, Dr. Tom. Representative Kevin Brady, Manchin-Schumer reconciliation bill adds $80 billion to the Internal Revenue Service, nearly six times the agency's current annual budget.
Hold on right there. Six times the budget. Yep. What goes up six times? I don't think Google or Facebook or any of those mega companies, Apple, increases their budget by six times.
Right. I know. And this is only the beginning. I know. But let me finish. Nearly six times the agency's current annual budget to supercharge the IRS and unleash 87,000 new IRS enforcement agents on taxpayers, including the middle class. For example, Dr. Time, here's a couple of numbers here. If you earn between $75,000 and $100,000 and under $100,000, right? New audits under this legislation, 75,935. Let's say you earn 200,000 but under 500,000, we're talking 159,815 new audits. 25,000 to 50,000, 147,194 new audits under this law.
Well, underlying Biden, I mean, come on, that's good for the low and middle class income people. Oof. Come on.
Wow.
You can do that if you're, again, if you make between $50,000 and $75,000. Hello, there's going to be another 122,000 audits. But he's working for the American people.
Yep.
He's sicking the IRS on the American people.
Indeed.
Again, with, as I mentioned before, if only 1% are Democrat activists of these new agents, you got 800 people out there at least hunting you down. And let's say they start along the lines of the same philosophy of Lois Lerner. Let's say they just target conservatives. Hello,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lois Lerner did it. Now we got 800 of them. And who are they going to go after? If you take the model of the FBI, you know, sure, what they did to Canada Trump, to President Trump, What happens if the same thing happens in the bureaucracy of the IRS? You will be continually audited if you own a small business. And let's say you own a small business and you donate to the Republican Party, and somehow the IRS discovers that, right? Sure. Your donations of an individual's are made public. They'll have a list of who to target.
Yeah.
It's really getting to be a very, very scary time. I don't know any other way to say that. It is getting very scary. The growth of any bureaucracy is very concerning, but a massive growth of the IRS is just over the top.
So yeah, lying Biden about everything, the gas prices, the inflation, the border. No, the border's fine, according to Mayorkas. Everything out of this administration is just horrible for the country. And then we have this behemoth that just came out over the weekend, including 87,000 more IRS agents and auditors. Great. That's just great. Great. Well, folks, thanks for checking out Reigniting Liberty. And remember, everyone has a role to play. What are you doing for liberty? Until next time.
This has been Reigniting Liberty with Tom and Deneen Borelli, the truth in black and white. For exclusive video footage of these interviews, be sure to follow Deneen Borelli on Clout Hub at Deneen Borelli. And also make sure to visit DeneenBorelli.com. Follow Tom Borelli on Twitter at Tom Borelli. And follow Deneen at Deneen Borelli. Subscribe wherever you listen and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Reigniting Liberty, the truth in black and white.